Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the daf for the second day of Pesach, for first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, in Meseches Beitza, is daf Yud Zayin. It is the 631st daf in Shas. Our daf Yud Zayin, is going to discuss the tefillos of Yom Tov, what an appropriate daf considering in Yonah Dioma, particularly Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos. But the Gemara will also mention some beautiful things in regards to Yom Tov as well. We will even discuss Chol HaMoed, the halachos of Chol HaMoed, and its tefillos. Finally, the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph will get back involved with the halachos of Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara will then continue and discuss if someone who forgets an Erev Tavshilin, is it prohibited for him to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or his belongings as well are going to be usher. That will occupy the Gemara through all the way to Amud Beis. Finally, the Gemara will discuss the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we had in the Mishnah earlier on Tes Vav Amud Beis, and that is how many foods do you need for Erev Tavshilin. So let's pick up second line from the top on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Beis Shammai Omrim Mispalo Shmoina, there are 8 brachas, Va'omer Shel Shabbos B'fnei Atzma. And you have 2 separate brachas, one for Shabbos, V'shel Yom Tov B'fnei Atzma, and one for Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Omrim Mispalo Sheva, Beis Hillel says that there are only 7 brachas. Maschel B'shel Shabbos U'Mesayim Shel Shabbos, Va'omer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. The Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov is mentioned in the middle of the bracha. In other words, it's the same amount of brachos as Shabbos, but Yom Tov gets honorable mention in middle of the bracha that's in between the first 3 brachos and last 3 brachos, which appear in every single Shemoneh Esrei. On a regular Shabbos day, we make the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos. In that bracha, in the body of that bracha, so then one adds, as Rashi points out, "Vatita lanu Hashem Elokeinu v'siyom ha'menucha hazeh v'siyom chag ploni hazeh." If it would be Pesach, it would say Yom Chag Hamatzos. Rebbe Omer, we follow the opinion of Rebbe, "Af chosen b'mikadesh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'azman." You also say "Mikadesh Hashabbos Yisrael v'azman." Tana Tana Kamed Ravina, "Mikadesh Yisrael Hashabbos v'azman." Omer le Otu Shabbos Yisrael. Mikachile, is Shabbos sanctified by Klal Yisrael? That you would say Mikadesh Yisrael and Yisrael's Mikadesh Shabbos? Rebbe's Girsa is beautiful. Mikadesh HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mikadesh Shabbos, Yisrael, he's Mikadesh Yisrael, and we know, this is a very important Gemara, that Klal Yisrael's Mikadesh the Yom Tov. With declaration of the new moon, that's when we decide when Yom Tov is. Of course, Shabbos is not for us to decide. But Shabbos Mikatshe V'kaima, Shabbos is Kiddush, is everlasting from the time of creation, and that's not adjusted by Klal Yisrael. Elo Eima Mikadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'azmanim. Amar Rav Yosef Hilchos HaKirebi U'Kedetaritz Ravina. We follow Rebbe, as Ravina pointed out. In Kabbalah, this is also an important rule, because of the concept that Shabbos is described as a Hisayrus di'ilo'a. It's a Hisayrus that comes from above. In contrast to Yom Tov, which is a Hisayrus di'tata, which Klal Yisrael creates, which you and I create. This is a tremendous opportunity for us, now that we're in the middle of Yom Tov. According to the Shemi Shmuel, this is the reason why we don't have Besamim on Yom Tov, because the Madregos of Kedusha that are achieved on Yom Tov, those stay with us. In contrast to the Kedusha of Shabbos, that is a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. In fact, we just discussed that gift on yesterday's daf on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. It's a gift that comes and goes. The Kedusha is removed. The Neshama Yisera is removed, as we saw yesterday. That's why you have Besamim. In contrast to Matzah Yom Tov, after Yom Tov leaves, there's no reason to be sad, because all the Kedusha is dependent on us to create, and that Kedusha remains with us. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara continues, 10 lines in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Shabbos Shechalios B'Rosh Chodesh, Oy B'Cholo Shel Moed, Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, or it falls out on Chol HaMoed, Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha Mispalo Sheva. Then the regular tefillos get 7 brachas. Va'omer me'ein ha'me'ora ba'avoida. And you mention the special
recognition of Rosh Chodesh and Yal V'Yavo in Avoda. V'im lo amar machzir nosan. If you forget to say Yal V'Yavo, you go back. Rabbi Eliezer amar behoda. Rabbi Eliezer says that you mention it after motum. We of course follow the first opinion. Ube musafin maschil b'shel Shabbos u'misayim shel Shabbos v'amar kedushas hayom be'emza. When it comes to musaf, according to the Tanakhama, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, that is mentioned in the middle of the bracha. This point is taken further by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. If this sounds strange to you, that's because lahalacha we don't follow it. But let's see, of course, the opinion of these great Tanoim. Kol makom shehuskik l'sheva, any time that you're supposed to make seven brachos, like on Shabbos, maschil b'shel Shabbos, u'misayim b'shel Shabbos, you start off. The opening of the middle bracha is referring to Shabbos, and you conclude Mikadosh HaShabbos. V'omer Kedushas HaYom Be'emtzan. You mention that it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov in the middle. Now that sounds strange to us because, of course, as Rav Huna points out, Am Rav Huna Ein Halacha Kos Azug. We don't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel and Yishmol Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Rather, we mention Yal V'Yavo if it's Rosh Chodesh in Avoda. That's what Rashi points out. Dibra Maschil Ein Halacha. Rashi points out that even Tanakama, who says that you say Navoda, we don't follow his opinion entirely as well, lahalacha, when it comes to Karban Musaf, the Tfilas Karban Musaf. And that is that by Musaf, then we mention Rosh Chodesh, of course, as the concluding bracha. Mikadesh Yisrael, v'roshei chodoshim. That bracha actually is not referred to over here in these opinions of the Gemara, and Rashi makes that point. So Rashi also believes in doing the daf and then pointing out the halacha. Sometimes Rashi does it, sometimes he does not. Here, Rashi wants to make sure that you don't ask, wait a second, our tefillah is not consistent with that opinion, but rather we follow the opinion of Rebbe that you say Mikadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Now the Gemara goes back to a topic that we had on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis, and that is making an Erev Tchumen and Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov itself. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav, Meniach Olam Eruvei Tchumen Yom Tov L'Chaveru U'masna. A person is allowed to make an Erev Tchumen in a case of where there's a two-day Yom Tov. This is in Yonah D'Yoma Mamish, because today is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Discusses Rav Chiya Barashi today, if someone would want to have an Eruv Tchumin set up for him today. Of course, the Yisra of Tchum is for a person to go out from his city. We learned in the middle of Eruv in many, many halachos and the details of this. For a person to leave his city, in order for him to be able to do that, he can put an Eruv of a Tchum, a meal outside the city within his own walking limits to extend his walking limits 2,000 amos. If one wants to put down, let's say for today, a Ben Chutz La'aretz wants to put down an Erev Tchum for himself, he could put one down on Yom Tov Rishon. Yesterday, he could put one down. And what will he say? Take a look at Rashi. The condition is as follows. Umasna, he makes a condition. Rashi explains that if he remembers on the first day that he wants to have an Erev Tchum, on the first day, he could put the Tchum down and make a Tanai. Let's see Rashi inside. If it comes out, this is a doozy, right? When Thursday and Friday is 2 days Yom Tov, and then you have Shabbos. Umas, and he can make a condition. And he says on the first day, if today is Chol, and the next day is Kodesh, then the Erev, I have mind for it to be an valid Erev from today. V'im Cholof, and if tomorrow is weekday and today is Kadosh, then it's not an Erev at all. So that's what Rav Chiya Barashi is teaching in regards to Erev Tchumen. Amar Rava similarly says, Rava, Miniach Adam Erev Tavshulim Yom Tov L'Chaveru. You could do the same thing on the first day of Yom Tov as well, when you have Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, Umasna, and he makes a condition. Condition being that if today is Yom Tov on Thursday, so then I don't need an Erev Tavshulim at all. If Thursday is Chol and Friday is Yom Tov, so then I'm preparing the Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos. Ma domer eruvei tchumin kol shken Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara now points out that Rav Chiya Barashi, who allows for the Erev Tchumin, certainly he'll allow for Erev Tavshilin. Ma domer eruvei tavshilin, but according to Rava, who says that you could do the Erev Tavshilin, avol eruvei tchumin lo. Could very well be that you can't do this when it comes to the first day of Yom Tov with an Erev Tchumen, at the end of the day, Midrabanan, they'll aser, being Kone or Shvisa, even though technically there's, we don't believe that both days are Yom Tov. If we really believed both days were Yom Tov, then I wouldn't be recording this right now. I believe, and you believe, even though you, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, can't listen to this right now, but nevertheless, we both believe that there's one day of Yom Tov, but there's a minig havoseinu biyadeinu for Bnei Chutz La'aretz to keep 2 days. So, part of the Takon Midrabanan is you can't make an Erev Tchumen. However, Erev Tavshilin will be more lenient. Why? My time to limikne shvisa b'shabbos alo. We don't want someone to be kone shvisa on Yom Tov. Here Shabbat means Yom Tov. However, in regards, explains Rashi and Dibur Maskil to Lemikni, however, in regards to Kvot Shabbos, will be makel to allow him to do an Erev Tavshilin on the first day of Yom Tov, when that is on Thursday. Just read over the Gemara. It's a little bit difficult, these few lines, but if you read over the Gemara a couple times with Rashi, then they'll become clearer. Tana Rabban, Ein Ofen Yom Tov L'Chavero. One is not allowed to bake from one day of Yom Tov to the next. Be'emes Amru, Mimala Isha Kol Keder Basar, Afal Pishen Etzricha L'Chaticha Achas. This is an important halacha that says, on the one hand, you can't prepare from one day of Yom Tov to the next. However, if you're Marbe B'Shi'urim, that you cook more than you actually need for that day of Yom Tov, then that would be acceptable. Rashi points out, because there's no extra tircha. It's one tircha to fill up the entire pot. The Gemara then discusses, also a baker is allowed to fill up a barrel of water, even though he doesn't need the whole barrel, he would only need one jug. But when it comes to baking bread, you could only bake that which you need. Rashi explains, because each piece of bread has its own placement in the tanur, and taking it out of that oven, and that has a separate tircha, and therefore it's not simply ribui b'shi'urim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amir Mala Isha Kol Tanur Pas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, I'll give you a leniency that you can put in more bread than you actually need because of the following reason. Pnei sha'apas nefes yofe b'zman sha'atanur mole. Because the first piece of bread, the first loaf of bread, will actually bake better if there is more bread inside. Amar Rava Aloch Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we follow Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Here we have in our sugya an important rule that one day maybe we could get to a halacha from the daily daf about this, and that is the concept of ribui b'shiurim seeming to be mutter on Yom Tov. The Gemara continues 11 lines from the bottom of Yuzayin Amen Alfi Boilu. Mishalohi niach erev tavshilin. If a person did not put an erev tavshilin, so you have a case of where Yom Tov is on Friday and then it's followed by Shabbos. In order to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you need to put an Erev Tavshilin. So now the guy's stuck. He can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Now that we have the following Shiloh. Hu Netzar V'Kimcho Netzar? Is it prohibited for him to cook as well as all of his flour is now prohibited? O Demo Hu Netzar V'En Kimcho Netzar? Or do we say, no, he didn't get the heter of Erev Tavshilin, but his property, his food, is not included in that. And if a friend of his wants to take his flour, then he's allowed to use his flour, his friend is, that is, and bake with that flour. L'may nafkamina, laknuye kimcha la'acherim, says the Gemara, that he could give his flour to others. Iyamritu nesar kimcha nesar tzarech laknuye kimcha la'acherim. If he's prohibited and his flour is prohibited, so he can't give it to his friend, they need to do a full hakna. He has to actually do a full transaction. The Rishonim are bothered. How could it be that you could make a kinyan on Yom Tov? Isn't it usher to do a kinyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So just to outline three possibilities that I saw, the Ran is of the position that the reason why one could do it is the only iser midrabanan shem yichtov is if you do it with a kinyan sudar, but if you do a kinyan meshicha, then it wasn't included. The Mardechi has a very interesting approach in Tafresh Ayin Vav, where the Mardechi says that the Isser of Hakna B'Yomtif L'Tzarech Simchas Yomtif is Mutter. It's not prohibited. Taisus in Erevin is on Samach Vav Medalf De Ramaschel Yafa is Mechalik between, he differentiates between Mechira, which is prohibited, and Matana, then is permissible. Either way, the Gemara over here is suggesting that possibility. Gemara says, if his kemach is going to be usher, then he'll have to do a full hakna in order for his friend to be able to use it. Mai, what's halacha? Says Gemara, Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Misha, lo hi niach. a ruvei tavshilin harezu lo yofa v'lo yivasha v'lo yatmin loy loy v'loy l'achirim. V'loy achirim oifin umavashlin loy. Ketzer oise, makne kimchoy l'achirim v'oifin loy umavashlin loy. If you didn't put down an erev tavshilin, so then the halacha is that you need to be makne it to others. Shema mina, says the Gemara, hu nesa v'kimcha neser shema mina, that it comes out that his flower is going to be aser. Says the Gemara, yiboyluv ovar v'ofa ma'ay. What happens if he was over? He violated the halacha of making the erev tavshilin, and he cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though he had not made the erev tavshilin tashma. Mishloniach erev tavshilin ketzeruois, makne kimcha l'achirin v'achirin oifin loy muvashin loy. We learned the halacha was that he's makne to achir. V'i isa, and if the halacha is that avar va'afa is going to be mutter, listening avar va'afa mutter, the halacha should also be taught that if he forgot that the food is going to be mutter. It seems to be from the Braisa that the only suggestion the Braisa says, the only way he'll be able to eat is if he's makneh to someone else, is that his food would be aser. Amar Vada Bar Masna, that's not such a strong Braisa as the Gemara in the second line from the top of Yuzayin of Abbez Tana, Takanta de Terek Tani, Takanta de Yisur Alok Tani. The reason why the Braisa didn't mention that is because the suggestion of being makneh to others is something that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. To be over va'ofa is aser. To actually go and cook, that would be aser. Even though technically the food would be mutter. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you another proof in regards to the halacha of someone that's over va'ofa. Mishaniach erev tavshilin reza oifum vashel mit umatmin. If you made an erev tavshilin, then you're allowed to bake, cook, and insulate. Hatman, of course, is an Isur Durabanan to insulate foods, and that is the fourth parak described in detail in the fourth parak of Masechet Shabbos. Vimratza lechol es eruva harishus biyada. If he wants to eat his erev, that's also acceptable. Achachlo, afa achlo hitman. What happens if he ate his erev tavshilin before he's cooked or insulated? Hareza lo yafa v'lo yvash v'lo yatman. Loy loy v'lo lachem. V'lo yachem oifen vashon loy. He's not allowed to cook for others once the erev is gone, and others are not allowed to cook for him. Avol mevashel hu liyomtif, but what he's allowed to do is cook for yomtif. Vim hoyser hoyser Shabbos. He's allowed to be marbe b'shiurim that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. He's allowed to be marbe b'shiurim and cook more than he needs in yomtif in one pot. Ubilvad shelo yarim, with one condition that he can't do a trick. Rashi says that that trick would be the following: after he already cooked for that day, he'll say, "Oh, I need to invite more guests for today and cook separately." That's going to be harama. Says Rashi, but if he's marbe b'shiurim, so then that's going to be mutter on Yom Tov, as we learned in Amud Aleph, ribu b'shiurim is going to be mutter. Rashi points out that the Gemara's proof is as follows. If we're going to say that harama is aser, so certainly if you cook in violation when there was no erev tavshilin, that'll be worse than even someone who does a harama. There are times that harama is mutter. In fact, we had this on the top of Yud Aleph on the base. We even devote a halacha for the daily daf about when a legal fiction or when a harama is going to be permissible. So it's times a harama is permissible. And in this case, Rashi explains that Chazal were gunning out and even asered a harama when it comes to one who violates erev tavshilin. So certainly if someone didn't even do a trick and he just blatantly violated by cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos without making erev tavshilin, certainly the food would be aser. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says that's not such a strong proof because it's something fascinating. Amar Rav Ashi harama ka amrit, you're referring to a case where someone who did a trick, that he claimed that there were guests coming and he knew that he was really doing it for Shabbos. Shani harama dechmiru bar rabbanan femi meze. There are times that the rabbanan are more stringent when it comes to harama than when it comes to a meze. Now there are times that the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Lamed Tes on the base seems to indicate that we are mekel at certain times for a harama. So that requires a tradition when we're more machmir on a harama and when not. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar hal mani chananyahi. This opinion that we learned, that harama is aser, is following the opinion of Chananya. Valiba de Beishamai. Chananya going according to Beishamai. This Chananya, as we learned in a braisa, Chananya oimer, Beishamai oimer ein oifen elim kain, irev bepas. Veim evashlin elim kain, irev betafshul. Vein taimnin elim kain hayechamnim tumunin merev yomtif. According to Beishamai, according to Chananya,
what allows you to do Hatmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos is you began Hatmana on Erev Yom Tov. What allows you to bake is only if you began baking on Erev Yom Tov. What allows you to cook only is if you actually began cooking. Compare this to Shita Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Aymri Ma'ariv B'Tav Shalechad V'Oseba Kol Tzarcha. Beis Hillel says, as long as you start preparing, even when you did the cooking, just began cooking, and you had in mind that should be an Erev Tavshilin, that's enough for Hatmana and Afiyah as well. So, Beis Shammai is a big machmer according to Chananya, and certainly he'll prohibit Aharama. However, Beis Hillel doesn't necessarily prohibit Aharama, and therefore you can't infer what the halacha would be if someone made an error and cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos without making an Erev Tavshilin. Period. The appropriate Girsa and our Gemara is a switch to Toshma. Come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Our proof is going to be from a Mishnah in Trumas Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Hama'aser Perus of Bishabbos. B'shogeg ye'ochel b'mezid lo ye'ochel. The halacha is that midrabanan, one is not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisris on Yom Tov. That appears actually in a Mishnah in our Masechta on Lamed Vav on the Beis. According to some, that's because it appears as if you're making the food that wasn't edible, and that's a makah bepatish midrabanim, because the food was tevel beforehand. Either way, the halacha is that someone who separated meiser from his fruits on Shabbos in prohibition, so then if he did it b'shogeg, in other words, he was not aware of the prohibition, so then in such a case he's allowed to derive benefit from the fruits. B'mezid, he can't. What do we see? That if he was over on a shvus, the halacha is, even in regards to oneg Shabbos, we don't allow him to derive benefit. So too here, there is a shvus, an iser derabanan of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so the food should be aser. And so the Gemara, lo tzricha de islei pirechim. Maybe there, if he has other fruits, he's not supposed to eat from the fruits that he now made edible through taking off maestros. But if he didn't have any other fruits, maybe the halacha would be that he's able to eat from it. And therefore, you can't infer. Tashma, another halacha that comes out from that Mishnah, Lamed Vav, and Beis Hamakbil Kelo b'Shabbos. It's also prohibited to be tovel, to immerse utensils that are prohibited, either because of Tumah V'Tahara or because of Halacha Mitzvah Tfilas Kelim, b'Shabbos, b'Shogeg, yishtamish behen, meiz lo yishtamish behen. So over there we see again, you violate Yisra Rabban, you can't derive benefit. Answers Gemara, lo tzricha disle mani achrini, he has other utensils. Inami efshar b'she'ela. Or else another halacha, important halacha in regards to tefilas kelim. The halacha is if you have a new kli that requires tefila b'mikvah, because it belonged to a Gentile beforehand. So the halacha is that if you don't own it, there isn't a chiyuv of tefila. I believe that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's grandson, Rav Shmuel Marcus, told me that there were instances where Rav Aaron relied on that if he had a utensil that was required tevila, but for whatever reason was unable, there wasn't a mikveh available, he would give it to a guy, and he would borrow it from a guy, then in such a case there isn't a chiyuv. It's only bailim that are chayv. So too over here, since it's efshar b'she'ela, then we would not allow someone who violated the halacha and did the immersion. However, if you're stuck, and Shabbos you're not going to have food, then it could very well be that b'di'evah the food is going to be mutter. Tashmam v'ashol b'shabbos b'shog y'ochel meiz lo y'ochel. This is a important Mishnah that appears in Trumas as well. It's discussed in many places in Shas. On Daf Lamed Chesem, Maseches Shabbos, as you can see in the Maseches of Shas, quite a few places, and that is a Machlokes Tanaim of what is Halacha if someone violates Shabbos and cook. So here we quote the Tanu who says that if he did it B'shogeg, he could derive benefit, but if it's Mezid, then he can't. What do we see according to this opinion again? That if you do it b'mezid, you can't derive benefits. Says Gemara, Yisur de Shabbos Shani. Since Bishul is one of the Avos Malachos, so then in such a case, we're more machmir, because that's an Yisur de Raisa over here. If someone's cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that's an Yisur de Rabbanan, not an Yisur de Raisa, maybe we're not as machmir. Period. The Gemara now goes on to analyze Bishamai's opinion that says you need two Tavshilin for the Erev Tavshilin. Bishamai Erev Mishnei Tavshilin. Masnisan de lo kahay tanya. Our Mishnah, which presents Beis Shammai that says that you need two Tavshilin, and Beis Hillel says that you do not, that seems to be inconsistent with another presentation in the Tosefta of the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Sanya we learn in Brayis, Arum Shem Malaz, or Moidim, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree, Al Shnei Tavshilin Shetzarech, that both agree that you need two Tavshilin. Al Ma Nechliku, when did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? They disagreed, Al Dagu Beitza,
in regards to fish and an egg. Shebeishamayim shnei tavshilin. Beisilarmim tavshin echad. That Beishilal says that if you use an item that is so chashuv, that's so significant, like a piece of fish or an egg, then you don't need to. But in general, you would need to. Veshavin, and both agree. Sheim pirper beitza. That if you separate an egg, you grind an egg, v'nasam l'saychadag, and you put it inside of a fish, o shirise kaplutas, or you take a type of vegetable, v'nasam l'saychadag, and you put it inside of a fish, shehein shnei tavshilin. That certainly qualifies as to tavshilin. Amarava hilchus akitana didam, we follow our opinion that says that Beis Hillel allows for one tavshil across the board, whether it's an egg or it's lima beans. Either way, one tavshil will be enough. Valiba de Beis Hillel, and all one needs really is one tavshil. That's interesting. Tosis points out in terms of Rashi's observation, because the Rabbeinu Tam disagree with Rashi, and they say that even though it's true that you only need one tavshil, however, afia, in other words, the separation of, let's say, fish, or that matter, any tavshil cooked item, all you need is one. However, to be able to cook, there, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says, Ein oifen ela ala afui, ve'ein mevashen ela ala mevushal. That you need to separate also a baked item as well. This becomes a big debate amongst the Rishon. L'chura, that was not within the Shita of Beis Hillel. This becomes a big debate on the Rishonim, and Mirtz Hashem and Halacha from the Daily Daf, that would be appropriate to discuss. If you take a look about 8-9 lines from the bottom, Rabbeinu Yitzchak strongly disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. And through the poskim, this is a big discussion, whether one tavshil would be enough. Clearly, according to Rashi Bedas Beis Hillel, one tavshil would be enough. Ochlo she'ibe, we learned in Mishnah Reza lo yivashil alav. Once the Erev disappears, you no longer can use it. In other words, in the middle of Yontif, let's say during the morning meal, a person ate that Erev Tavshilin, then you cannot cook for Shabbos in the afternoon. Amar Abaye, naktin and hiskel bisasa v'nechal eruvel gomer. If a person has begun to make bread or cake with a dough, and then the Erev was eaten in the middle, so then in such a case, once he started beheter, he's allowed to finish. Then it's considered as if the Erev Tavshilin is matir, the entire afia. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Beitzah.